Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
KGO 810. Anyway, we go once again on the Trex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. As the sun sets, we are now broadcasting live to the entire Western United States and Canada. Good evening, and thank you very much for joining me. And I want to thank, once again, Jethro Peddling Hug, who is Mr. Gay San Francisco, is Mr. Gay San Francisco 2016-2017, and Alex Yu in the Drag King for this year. And by the way, the Drag Kings will be performing at Dolores Park. Was it this Saturday or Sunday?
I think it's Saturday.
Saturday at 2.
I'm going.
Okay, great. It's Saturday at 2 at Dolores Park. So the weekend begins tomorrow. Feels like it begins today. Voss Kinnearis is my guest.
Yes, sir.
Thank you very much, Drex, for coming.
Nice to meet you. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, thank you. You're the owner of Zinc Details, and you're the executive director of the Fillmore Merchants Association.
Yes, I am.
I love this. He brought his own one sheet. I love a guest who does that. Yeah. You're organized.
I got some tips.
I know, right? It's all good. Let's talk about what's going on, here in the city with the businesses. We were just talking off the air about what's happening here with the micro effects of the gentrification of the local community.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, I want to give you a little bit of background on who I am.
Okay.
And my background. Originally, I'm from Greece, and my family moved here when I was very young. All my family members are small business owners. Basically, I grew up in the back of a grocery store in the Mission. All my life, all I know is small business. And I studied architecture at UC Berkeley. And guess what? I started my small business after school.
Right. That's
and
great.
We started Zinc Details 25 years ago. We started in the Tenderloin, very humble beginnings, 400 square feet. And then in 94, we moved to the Fillmore area, and we've been in the Fillmore area for 20 years.
And so you were telling me during the news break there that you've seen it all.
We've seen it all. In 25 years, we've been through three recessions, booms, busts, the good times, the bad times, lean years, fat years, all that.
Where are we?
We are definitely in an extremely fat year. This is a big boom.
I think so.
This is the biggest boom I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's crazy, isn't it?
It's crazy.
And
we need to talk about that.
Yes, we were and we will. I mean, in the Mercury News, this whole story of people feeling like they're a gerbil on a wheel and people have reached their limits and they're splitting and they're moving to God knows where just to get out of here. The fact is that California has seen negative outward migration to other states for 22 of the last 25 years. Here in the Bay Area, about one-third of the people surveyed by the Bay Area Council say they would exit the nine-county region sometime soon, just because it's too much.
Yeah, yeah.
There's
no reason for that.
Yeah.
But, we need to talk about the macro gentrification trends that are happening not only in San Francisco but worldwide. It's really the rise of the mega cities all over the world. Economies are now centered in these major metropolitan cities. For many years, we've been building for the car, and people have been driving to the suburbs.
Yes.
And now, as you know, in the 90s, crime fell dramatically in cities, and people started rediscovering the cities. And what's exciting about cities, the multiculturalism, diverseness of people. So this has been going on since early 90s, all over the world. People like the mix of cultures, proximity to work, public transportation. So it's part of a continuum that's occurring all around the world.
But we're sorely lacking in some areas here in San Francisco. I mean, our transportation grid is failing us. It's behind the
the times. It's seen its better days. Yeah, we've got to figure it out.
You know, I should state that I am an optimist.
That's good.
And I talk to people from around the world all the time in my little shop. And I get people from London saying how our public transportation is amazing.
Really?
Yes. And this is from word on the street. You know, this is what people are telling me. So, you know, it just depends. I think, you know, we're going to touch on this, but this is a time of extreme change in San Francisco. And the services need to be upgraded, absolutely, because we're going from a car society to a non-car society. And we have to address all these issues, like you said.
Well, with the folks from the last hour, I mean, we're seeing gentrification happen with the gay community itself being pushed out. And, you know, you're in the Fillmore district, but you know people in the Castro. What are their thoughts about all of this? I mean, the rents are outrageous.
Yeah. You know, we were actually looking at, we have a Fillmore shopping map, which lists all the different stores on the street. And there are about 200 businesses on Fillmore. 50% of the businesses are all independently owned. And we were looking at the very first map we made 20 years ago. And surprisingly, about 60% of the businesses are still on Fillmore.
They still are there.
They still are there.
But that's because they own them. If they sold out, you know, the millions that they could make, but they're refusing to do that. And which is a good thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know, the money that has to be dangled in front of their faces has to be a tremendous number.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, one of the shocking things is first coming to the Bay Area and coming downtown is there's one Subway across the street. I was thinking, where are all the places to eat? There's one Subway. And I imagine that person that owned that Subway owned that entire building. You know, that's the only way that Subway would be allowed to be there, because they certainly couldn't afford to do it there on their own.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and I just think that's a shame.
But, you know, as you know, businesses close for many reasons. Sometimes there's retirement issues. So it's not always economy-based. Also, businesses need to reflect their communities, the surrounding communities, the communities at large. And as we all know, business is always shifting. It's always people's tastes are changing. So it's important that business owners adapt their wares to the changing consumer base, too.
Yeah. So let's talk about some of the changes that you see. I mean, the characters of the neighborhood, for one.
You know, we can talk about Castro, for example. The Castro neighborhood has an amazing history, but the character is changing as well, because the gay community, the LGBT community, is changing as well. And their tastes are changing, too. And some might say that they're more domestic now. You know, they want to have kids. They want to have safe streets, clean streets. They want to have stores that service those needs. So that's another factor that's on the table.
Right, yeah, and they're here by the hundreds of thousands, and you know, just the millennials are changing everything. Also,
absolutely.
They have a different perspective on things than you know, people my age, at least. I don't know, you and I are the same age or whatever, close enough. But having said that, things are changing. I'm going to take a break, and we'll be back with Vas Canieras, owner of Zinc Details, and he is the executive director of the Fillmore Merchants Association. So, if you want to talk about the changing economy. And the managing of a healthy civic manner here in the city, here's your chance. 415 is the area code outside of San Francisco. 808-0810. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. And with a look at traffic, here's Lee Graham.
We're not alone.
We are back.
I'm gonna make this place your
Oh, very nice, Karen. Vas Canieras is my guest. He's the owner of Zinc Details and executive director of the Fillmore Merchants Association. And we were having a great discussion during the break about the boom bust and what's going on here in the city of San Francisco and the surrounding area and the Valley and the East Bay and all nine counties included. And you were just talking about how horrible the 2008 recession was.
Oh, absolutely.
And Valerie brought up the fact that, to go back to how you started the conversation, that this is the fattest economy you've seen.
Yes.
Since you've in your 25 years.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's scary.
And 2008 felt like I started my business all over again.
And I said, that's
hard to believe. So the difference is incredible.
Right. That the Great Recession affected San Francisco so greatly.
Oh, yeah. It was bad.
I was not here for that.
Bad. Actually, a lot of businesses closed down because of that. But because the glass is always full during a recession, that's when you open your business as well. Because that's when you can secure the best leases. That's when you can negotiate. You have negotiating power.
Right.
And so you do I not, can speak you, to.
You, okay, go ahead.
I can speak about Fillmore Street.
Okay.
Because back in the day, San Franciscans would never cross California Street.
Oh.
California Street was the border
of
Pacific Heights.
Oh, it extended that far. I mean that is what demarks
that
it.
That was the mark. That. So below California, if you were a well-to-do Pacific Heights person, you would never cross that street. Now, when we moved in 1990 between Pine and Bush, Fillmore Street, we were on the outer border of Fillmore. So some people did not cross California. Now, between Pine and Bush, that's the hub of the Pacific Heights Fillmore Street shopping corridor. And 2 years ago, we moved two blocks further afield at Gary, Fillmore and Gary. That's another burgeoning area, and it's got a lot of creativity, all the businesses down there are all independently owned.
Right.
My point is, during a boom period, there's an economic incentive to push the boundaries further. And we were talking about the Divisadero commercial corridor. That basically, there's overflow from the main commercial areas. They flow into other neighborhoods. And that's why we see the emergence of commercial corridors in the different neighborhoods of San Francisco as well. So you all know that, Outer Sunset has a viable commercial corridor. Back in the day, you would never go to the Sunset. You never go to the Outer Lands or...
It's true. It's like it's like terraforming a planet in Star Trek. Okay, so that's an odd reach of an analogy, but yeah. This city makes itself and remakes itself every time. All cities do, but I didn't realize that the complexion had changed that much so recently.
Recently, up until 10 years ago, the shopping districts were Union Street, Fillmore Street. Everything was centered in the center. Now there's so much pride in all the outer neighborhoods, and there's a lot of pride when you live in the Sunset. There's a lot of pride of place in the Sunset.
That's true.
Or the Richmond,
businesses with Clement Street. Oh my goodness!
Right, Clement Street. Who knew?
It is amazing.
It's amazing.
And they have
right?
amazing restaurants and shops there. If you haven't been there, Drex,
no,
you should definitely
go.
There's lots of good stuff.
Hayes Valley, the Mission. Dog Patch.
Well, we were just talking, and I said
all these
to you,
neighborhoods are booming because of the economic times that we're in.
Yes.
And it almost surprises me every time I go into a neighborhood in San Francisco because I live over in the East Bay and I'm here to work and then I go home.
So
but occasionally I'll come over here and kind of explore when I have a day off, and I'm always surprised by new things that are popping up or, new areas that I didn't even know existed, even though San Francisco's not that big of a city. Like, you just find a little nook that has, like, a really cool restaurant or a really cool shop to check out.
And that's what out-of-towners tell me all the time. They say they love San Francisco because it's a city of neighborhoods, and each neighborhood has its own distinct flavor and character. And honestly, as the streets are getting better, they're becoming safer, cleaner. People are actually walking from one neighborhood to the other.
It's a more pedestrian city.
Pedestrian city.
That's interesting because it is a very compressed city, 7x7.
Yeah.
But there's the hills and everything else in the terrain. But then there's the bad patches that, I'd much rather grab a cab or an Uber.
Sure.
but less and less so now that I'm thinking about it. I mean, I see a lot of people on bikes and walking around the city. Absolutely. The neighborhoods are feeling more neighborly.
And each district has its, now that San Francisco is an older city, there's a heritage that we all embrace. And Fillmore Street really embraces its jazz heritage. It became, after the 1906 earthquake, when the rest of the city was in ruins, Fillmore Street was the only commercial corridor in San Francisco.
I didn't realize that.
It was the main, and it was a mix of all these different immigrants, you know, Eastern Europeans, Japanese Americans. And then after the World War II, a lot of the African Americans came, you know, with the shipbuilding and the war machine.
Right.
So they came, and it became the Harlem of the West. So there, it was such a vibrant neighborhood, and you can get a lot of this background information with our local paper, the New Fillmore.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, so it's kind of nice to explore the heritage.
Well, no, it's nice to talk about this because, you know, I don't know, and I think a lot of people don't realize because a lot of us are not from here.
Yes.
Yeah, you know, this is an immigrant town.
I have a question for you. So, Voss, because you grew up in the back of a grocery store in Mission Street, do you identify as part of... Is that your San Francisco? If you were to say, that's my San Francisco, my neighborhood I grew up in, is there a part that you say, oh, that's where my childhood is, or this is where I identify now?
You know, it's very familiar to me. In some ways, it's changed a lot. In other ways, it hasn't changed a lot. But I like the, to me, I see it more as an inclusiveness. There's people of all walks of life now are living in the Mission. A lot of the neighborhoods in San Francisco back in the day were blue collar. So, you know, it's this gentrification thing. It's important not to oversimplify it because, you know, it's a loaded word.
It is.
In some people's eyes, it's a good thing. In other people's eyes, it's a bad thing. And you need to kind of look at it objectively.
Yeah, well, if you've got, you know, if you're in the tech industry and you're making a lot of money, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
If you're being kicked out of the house or your rental unit, it's a horrible thing.
Yes, yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, and this is going on all around the Bay, and I think that's one of the disturbing things. We were just talking about the fact that we all crossed the bridge.
Yes.
To go over to the East Bay. And things are happening there, and I gotta wonder. It's like the rent up 116% in some places. It's pretty astounding.
Yeah,
pretty astounding.
But I mean, I live in Oakland too, and a lot of the good things that are happening in Oakland are a direct result of the boom in San Francisco. So again, there's an economic impetus.
It's like a ripple effect.
Ripple effect.
Because I hear of people getting pushed out of San Francisco and into Oakland. That was one of the overflow cities.
Yeah.
And I hear that, you know, they're having their own issues with finding housing that's appropriate over there. It's getting quite tricky. So I'm glad to hear that the positive is also coming along with that.
Yes.
Well, I think one of the problems is that Oakland is facing is that with the overflow, especially with the tech industry, because let's face it, there's only so much room here in the city. We're running out of space. Over there in Oakland is that the lower income people are going to be pushed out, and that is an issue. I mean, it's happened here in the city, and they don't want it to happen over there, but yet they embrace the business part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
So.
It'll be interesting to see what the next ripple is.
But as we all know, what goes up goes down, and we'll see.
How we land.
We'll see what unfolds.
All right. We've got to take a break. And when we come back, I want to ask you about Tent City, the law headed to the ballot here in San Francisco, and some other warning lights that are going on and off, and some positive things, as you said, because we like to be positive. Voss Canieras is my guest, and we'll talk about Pride coming up here as we enter Pride Weekend here in San Francisco. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10 with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham. You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10, and we are broadcasting live to the entire West Coast now as the sun sets. And just in case you're following this, it looks like Brexit is probably 85% probability of a leave will win. So Brexit is a thing. Didn't look that way earlier.
No, it's been neck and neck with the polls all the way leading up to this election. So I guess we'll see what happens, but it looks like there's an 85% chance now.
Yeah.
And the British pound is taking an absolute beating. So if you like to travel, plan your trip to England now, folks.
I would say
travel tip.
Boy, for sure. Okay. Voss Canaris is my guest, owner of Zinc Details and executive director of the Fillmore Merchants Association. Pride Weekend is here in San Francisco. And Voss, you want to talk about some solutions for the community that you have in
Absolutely.
Mind.
Absolutely. I spoke into one of the board members from the GGBA in the Castro District. And a big topic in the Castro neighborhood is inclusion. Inclusion is very important. It's a hot-button issue. And there are so many newcomers to the area, and a lot of people are misunderstood. And this also goes hand-in-hand with the divisive political rhetoric that's existing, you know, with the elections now.
Sure.
So it's really important that we have some sort of solutions to deal with these issues on a micro level. And this affects all of our neighborhoods because there's so many newcomers, and then there's the existing San Franciscans that feel like they're out of the loop. The newcomers are misunderstood. The older generation, it's the same thing. They're not communicating to each other. So it's really important to create occasions where people come together and understand each other, celebrate each other's, understand each other's differences.
Right.
More likely, we have more similarities than differences. And I really believe that food, music, and art are the best way to create these instances where people can come together, because when you eat together, you bond together, and art embraces all the communities. And it's really important, even with the Pride parade that's going on this weekend, this is a reason for people to come together and include people of all neighborhoods, ethnicities.
Yeah, and it's become more important than we ever realized that it
Absolutely.
Would be this year all of a sudden. As yeah. I said with our last hour guest, we thought it would be about bathrooms. And, you know, now that's been totally eclipsed by the tragedy of what's happened in Orlando.
Absolutely.
Just a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. I don't know, with the politics that are going on, there is so much divisiveness. And how do you feel? How do you think the business community here in the city is handling that? I mean, do they favor one over the other? Which administration would help San Francisco one way or the other?
San Francisco is an island unto itself.
I know, right? I mean,
that's why we love it so much.
Right.
It doesn't represent the rest of the country.
this is Karen Reed's quote. We live in our own little world, and we like it just like that.
Thank you.
Yes.
And we wouldn't want to have it any other way.
Engineer. Right. Yeah. So hats off to Senator Feinstein for, staging the sit-in and helping with the sit-in last night, even though that failed. But she's trying to make some inroads with gun regulations and trying to do her damnedest, and we certainly appreciate that. But, it's a tough, tough topic. And the things that have happened here in the last several weeks have just been heartbreaking with Pride Weekend upon us.
Absolutely.
And it's one of the things that we've got to deal with. So, I mean, you know.
But a lot of these differences we need to slowly chip away at them and make sure that we're all in it together and create opportunities for all of us to commingle and talk to each other, break bread together, and discuss. And I think the rest of the country really sees San Francisco as a harbinger, even though sometimes they're not comfortable with some of the views that we have. But they see that this is the future in some way.
Yes. What starts here? Well, I don't know. We've had the silly soda tax thing coming back on the table again. I don't know how the Merchants Association feels about that.
Well, I can speak about the Fillmore Merchants Association, the Castro Merchants Association.
Right, yeah.
You know, what's great about our communities is the members are very involved. Everybody has lots of opinions. And with zoning in the different neighborhoods, we have a voice as to if a store is going to move into our neighborhood or not.
Hmm.
because as you all know, if a business is a chain business,
that's not a good thing for the small business owners.
They cannot come into a neighborhood unless they go through the city and get the permits.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's why you don't see a Walmart downtown.
Correct. And actually, I had a New Yorker talk to me the other day, and she said, even in New York, there's a sameness to some of the neighborhoods. There's always the same type of stores in each neighborhood.
Yes, you see it. Yep.
What Starbucks is it? The Duane Reade, the right. Starbucks. The
Gap. Yep.
Everywhere.
Yes.
And you don't see that in San Francisco.
Every neighborhood, whether it's retail or small business area or your zone for living and recreation, has its own flavor and uniqueness.
Yes.
I remember the first time I was down in Southern California, I didn't know one city from the next. For the next is one long strip mall.
Right.
We don't have that here.
Have that here.
No, so, it's very interesting. And it's one of the things that I loved. It annoyed the hell out of me when I first got here because we're so used to that in the rest of America.
Mm-hmm.
But now I adore it, and I wouldn't want it any other way.
Once
I think it would
know,
be difficult to go back to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm over here. I'm here for this charm. I know that I'm not going to find a gas station for a while, so I better plan ahead. But on the other hand, you're not, wall-to-wall retail chains and box stores.
Right.
Where everything looks alike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, and once
I totally
you have it figured out, Drax, I mean, now you have it figured out, so
I
you know where to go
right.
to
right.
get X, Y, Z. Yeah, so now you're a local and you fit right in.
It's actually forced me to eat healthy and behave myself.
Oh.
Well, San Francisco is a cruel mistress sometimes,
right.
You will like your quinoa.
And yes, I do. Yes, thank you very much. Let me ask you about one of the problems that we do have, and that is Tent City. The Tent City law is headed to the ballot in San Francisco on the November initiative, along with other things, including marijuana. But let's talk about Tent City for a second. So what are your thoughts? I mean, especially with the businesses, you've got to deal with these homeless people. They're here. They're everywhere.
You know, I encourage all of our merchants on Fillmore, if they see maintenance and safety of the street are paramount issues for us, because you cannot have a viable commercial corridor if the streets are dirty and if they're not safe. So it's really important to report these. This city is certainly wealthy enough to take care of issues in a civic manner.
But they don't. But they haven't.
No, they
as
don't.
As it did with Alex Yu when they were in here. And my other guest, Jethro, we were talking about these things. And they just give them tickets and get them out of here.
You're absolutely right.
What happened during the Super Bowl was horrific.
Yeah. And, it seems like all the solutions are Band-Aid solutions.
Right.
There needs to be a comprehensive plan to deal with this issue. I'm not in government, so, I can't speak to that. But I know from a merchant point of view, we all as citizens need to be, we should not be complacent. And we should talk to the city, because I talked to the captain from Northern Station in our district. And every time you make a call to DPW, any of those reports, they do see those. And they're not going to act on them unless we report them and unless we become a squeaky wheel. And I see for many people, we complain about it, but we don't do anything about it. And we become a little bit complacent.
Well, I don't know what they want to do. Well, let me take a look here. With the new construction looming in the background, residents of the encampment near the 5th Street Bay Bridge on-ramp, they sit outside their tents. And look, they're looking to upend all of these people, and it goes on and on. I feel as though, just my opinion, with the giant tech companies here with massive amounts of money, I feel as though there's a civil responsibility from those folks
Absolutely.
To help with this problem.
Yeah.
But I don't see it happening. I mean, we're talking about companies worth billions.
Right.
Why can't they share a little bit with the community?
Imagine if all the citizens started saying this, something would happen. But there's a lot of...
It seems like the obvious to me.
There's political inertia.
Right.
Drex, so we need to speak up if we want change.
Yeah, I mean...
We need to have a sit-in in City Hall.
I think all the homeless people will go there if they...
No, because there's a sit-lie law.
Oh, there is?
Yep. You can't be... After 10 p.m., you can't be out there.
Oh, my. I got to take a break. We got to talk about that when we come back. Don't go away. Vas Canaris is my guest, and we'll continue our conversation on KGO with a look at traffic. Here's Lee Graham.
KGO Show on the next generation of KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. Vas Canaris, there we go, owner of Zinc Details and executive director of the Fillmore Merchants Association, is my guest. And let's talk about the Pride and the LGBT things that are going on this weekend.
Yeah, the original reason why I came here was to promote our the partnership that we're having with the Fillmore Merchants Association and the LGBT Center in San Francisco. Because this is Pride Week, Pride Weekend is coming up. So about a dozen retailers have decided to pull resources, and we're giving 10% off to consumers. And then also 10% goes back to the LGBT Center. And we've the street is full of beautiful Pride balloons up and down the street. We're going to have them for the weekend as well. And Jonathan Adler is actually having a drag queen in their store tonight, and great cocktails. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Bye, Drake's got to go. Been fun.
I know, right? I love that. The cocktails in the store. Yeah. So.
And then next week is the famous Fillmore Jazz Festival. So it's considered the best free jazz festival on the West Coast.
Really?
And over 100,000 people are going to come to the street. There's going to be artists selling their wares. A lot of stores are having promotions. So we invite all of you to come as well.
That's fantastic. I do, let me see here. I did want to ask you about one thing. There are some rules and regulations this year for security. Did you guys, have you guys been advised of all of these things? Okay, so here's what's happening with the San Francisco Pride Celebration Festival scheduled from Saturday noon through Sunday at 6 p.m. They do have a bag policy, so attendees and participants of San Francisco Pride Celebration are strongly encouraged not to bring bags, and only soft bags no larger than 18 by 18 will be admitted, and everybody will be checked. So okay, keep that in mind.
Yeah, I'm hearing things about a lot of checkpoints for getting into, like, the Civic Center area is going to have a lot of metal detectors and things like that.
Right, right. So, you know, hats off to the San Francisco
PD. It's important to be vigilant. Right. But yes, we all need to come out, support.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So, you know, moving forward, where do you think that we are going next? I mean, what is the most important thing in front of the that the city faces as far as the Merchants Association as they view things? I mean, what are some of the things that you want from the city and the citizens?
It's important to, and the merchants need to extend themselves to the, not only to their existing customer base, but also extend themselves to the new customer base that's coming into the city. Because like we said, there's unprecedented change that's occurring. And it's important for the diverse merchant associations throughout the city to come together and promote small business. Because at the end of the day, that's the economic backbone of the city. And that's what makes our neighborhoods vibrant, distinct. And that's what makes people come to San Francisco.
Yeah. Yeah, we were talking about that during the last segment. I mean, it's what makes it totally different than every other city, USA. You know, I think that the economy, as you said, is roaring, and that's a wonderful thing.
That's a wonderful thing, and it's also there's a lot of our infrastructure is being renovated, improved. You know, vibrant cities are always changing, and we need to embrace change, but manage and understand change and grow together, understand each other.
Okay. All right. Well, any more questions? You said the tale of two cities about this.
I was saying that San Francisco in a lot of ways is kind of like, I think I'm taking two novels and clashing them together. Best of times, worst of times. I don't think that was a tale of two cities. I know I'm getting an F on this quiz, but it does feel like two separate cities sometimes. I'm looking at the homeless situation and I'm looking at unprecedented economic boom. So they sit cheek by jowl in this city. And our merchants, you know, we have to, like you said, we need to be supporting our small businesses. They're thriving, hopefully surviving. I don't want to see them get pushed out.
No, I don't either. And since, Voss, you brought it up and you thought it was such a great idea that I said it, I'll say it again. I think that the tech giants need to get together and help
Absolutely.
With the homeless situation.
Yeah.
I mean,
we're
why
all in
not?
It together.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's their city, too. It's our city. It's everybody's city. So let's make it happen. All right.
That'll be the next topic.
Yeah. Yes, hopefully not bust. Voss Kinnear is owner of Zinc Details and executive director of the Fillmore Merchants Association. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Brian, before we go to the break, I want to talk about Brexit, because it looks like it is happening. It is predicted that the UK will leave the EU.
Yeah, definitely, Drex. Right now, as we're looking at the stats come in on CNN, 51% of people who have voted so far have voted to leave, and 48.5% have voted to stay. So it's kind of a surprise to a lot of us here.
It is shocking, because earlier in the day, it was looking very much like it was going to stay. They were going to stay in the union.
Absolutely.
And already the British sterling pound is tumbling against the dollar.
Yeah, that's the case. And it was interesting. I was looking at the map on CNN, and what really stood out to me is the folks up north in Scotland
right.
just voted, I think it was a year ago, to stay in the UK. And all of them also voted to stay with the European Union.
Right.
Most of the counties up there that voted to stay with the European Union. Where we saw people kind of falling off and voting to leave was down south in England and Wales. And I just kind of found that interesting. But you can imagine they're probably dealing with most of the influx of immigrants.
That's what I was saying.
Coming
migration.
Up from Europe.
Yes,
yeah.
The whole migration topic. And what a novel idea. It actually is the popular vote. Imagine that. One person, one vote.
Hmm.
Hmm. That's very interesting, isn't it?
It's
Take
certainly
note, America.
It's going to change the order of things over in Europe. I think that statement's probably the understatement of the night from my lips.
Right. I want to tell you, it's incredibly close. So to remain 48.39% versus leave 51.61%, 323 declared out of 382 districts. So, again, we'll continue to watch this. But, as I mentioned, the pound just tumbling against the dollar. So we'll see a raucous Wall Street tomorrow for sure.
Oh, you can bet on that.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, Voss Kinnear, thank you very much for coming in, and have a happy Pride weekend. Thank you. All right. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back with we'll begin the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Trex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.